The job of the Electoral Commission is to support well-run elections and referendums in the UK. And as we move rapidly towards June the 8th and Election Day, it's a busy time for the organisation. Ilse Irvin is the Director of Electoral Administration and she joins me now for a chat. Ilse, thanks very much for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio. What's been the role of the Electoral Commission since Theresa May's announcement about the June 8th election?
Well, it's been a busy time of us since the announcement in April. Although the Commission doesn't actually run elections, that's something that's done by returning officers who are based at local authorities, we've been busy giving them guidance to make sure that they know what they need to do to be able to have the necessary arrangements in place so that everyone can vote on polling day and that their votes are then counted and the results declared. So we've been working hard to make sure that that guidance that they need is available in place and that we're available to provide support to them throughout the election period.
Now, is there a specific timetable that you operate to in the run-up to the election itself?
Yeah, the timetable for elections is tightly prescribed in legislation. That really helps to ensure that the process is run in the same way across the UK so that voters and campaigners can have a consistent experience regardless of where it is that they live. So there's already been a number of key milestones that have passed in the election timetable. We have the close of nominations on the 11th of May, which was the point at which we knew which candidates were standing for election in each constituency. We've also had the electoral registration deadline on the 22nd of May, when anyone who wasn't already registered had to have made an application so that they would be able to vote at the election. And we're now looking ahead and moving our focus onto the polling day itself on the 8th of June, when polling stations will be open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then at that stage after that, the votes will then be counted and the results will be declared.
Now, we know, of course, the Electoral Commission always encourages public feedback and we're always hearing from blind and partially sighted voters when they go to the polling stations on the actual day. Do you hear from blind and partially sighted people? And if so, what's the general reaction you get from them?
Both the Commission and local authorities do hear a lot from all electors after elections, and we use this feedback to look at how we can make improvements to the election process, whether that's through recommending changes to electoral law or by reviewing the guidance that we give to returning officers. Although we don't have the power ourselves to amend legislation, we can work with governments to make suggestions based on the discussions that we have and the feedback we get from electors. So we do, you know, welcome all the feedback that we get and want to make sure that we can use that as best we can to improve the process for everyone.
And do you offer specific advice for the returning officers, especially for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, we do. Our guidance to returning officers covers all things around the setting up of polling stations and the training of polling station staff, really designed to make sure that everyone is able to cast their vote with confidence and that any blind or partially sighted electors are not going to be disadvantaged in any way by the process. So, you know, at polling stations, there's a number of provisions in place to support blind and partially sighted voters specifically. The guidance we give focuses really at the beginning on basic things like the setup of the polling stations, making sure of the best use of the available lights and making sure that it's set up in such a way that it's easy for everybody to access. There will be large print versions of the ballot paper on display so that partially sighted voters can see who it is that is standing for election in their area and who they're able to cast their vote for. There's an enlarged handheld sample copy of the ballot paper that voters can take into polling booths with them for reference when they're marking their own ballot paper. And there's a voting device that's available that blind or partially sighted voters can use, which essentially it slides onto the ballot paper and the voter can then lift the window, mark the ballot paper and then close the window and take the ballot paper out before putting it in the ballot box. Also available is that the presiding officer can assist a voter with helping them to mark their ballot paper if necessary, or also someone can take a companion with them when they go to vote if they would find that to be helpful for them.
And I know, of course, that the Electoral Commission publishes reports on how well elections were run and make recommendations, as you're saying, Ilse, to improve future elections. Do you rely on feedback in anything specifically from the last one regarding blind or partially sighted voters?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you say, we have a responsibility to report on the administration of elections, and we're always keen to hear feedback from electors and campaigners that help to inform not only our reports, but also any recommendations that we might make for future improvements to the electoral process. So as well as issuing guidance and working with returning officers, we've also worked with a number of organisations, including the RNIB, to ensure that information is accessible to voters, and we'll continue to work with all sorts of organisations after the elections and over the longer term to try to identify where changes could be made to improve the accessibility of voting and voter registration.
So, for example, then, if a blind or partially sighted person encounters difficulties voting in this specific election, how important would you say it is to inform yourselves?
Oh, extremely important. It's absolutely vital that voting is accessible for all voters. And we'd be very concerned to hear of any cases where someone hasn't been able to cast their vote with ease. So if anyone has any complaints or experiences any problems, we'd urge them to contact the local authority immediately, or alternatively they can let us know and we'll then follow up with the relevant local authority to try to make sure that everyone can vote with confidence.
So if anybody wants more information then, Ailsa, ahead of course of the forthcoming general election, how can they get it?
Well, we've got a lot of information available on our website, which is yourvotematters.co.uk, or you can get more information if you call 0800 3280 280. You can also get information directly from the elections office at your local council, and the contact details for your elections office can be found on our Your Vote Matters website.
Ailsa Irvine, the Director of Electoral Administration at the Electoral Commission, thank you very much for chatting with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.